Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And it's a long day, living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, because I don't even miss
it. Tom Petty bringing us back, a late great. Tom Petty, Tom Petty. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We've been doing this for over 22 years on the radio. We've been also simulcasting around the world for 22 years. And so I'm glad you're here wherever you are, however you're listening. We're glad you're there. We're glad you're here. It's still just you and me. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about some things on my mind that just between the two of us. And by the way, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you want to pick up some of the stuff we do here, you can find out more about that. Subscribe to my newsletter, which we send you every week by email. And it's automatic every Sunday afternoon. Over 20 years we've been doing that. Never missed an edition in 20 years. And then, of course, my books are there. You can find my books at jimblasingame.com. So I want to. Something happened this week. Someone quote said something that stuck in my mind. I wanted to talk to you about. You've heard me over the years. You've heard me, and you know I'm one of the biggest critics of Wall Street out there. I stick my finger in their eye on a regular basis, and they deserve it. They're an important part of the marketplace, no question about it. But the way they do things these days really are dangerous. And it's disproportionately dangerous to you and me. We become collateral damage to their abuses and bad practices and digital greed that they practice upon Wall Street. And I don't mind them getting rich. I don't mind them becoming billionaires. Good for them. I really don't. I completely am okay with all that. But when they do it in a way that causes us problems, and then we're reeling from it for years, like after 2008, and they recover within 6 months or a year, and they're back to normal within a year, then that's not right. And so one of the things I started noticing many years ago, over a decade ago, I started saying, well, when I first started doing the show, there was a typical maxim that people would say. That the stock market is a leading indicator of the economy. And what they meant was that whatever the stock market's doing today is what you expect the economy to do 6 months from now. So if the stock market is roaring, then that's a leading indicator that tells you the economy is going to be roaring in 6 months. Or if the stock market is turning bearish, then that's an indicator that the economy is going to start softening. And for decades, for generations, for way, way, way over 100 years, that was the truth. That was the real thing. That was almost a natural law. But then, in the last 20 years, at least, I started noticing this: the stock market is merely a leading indicator of itself. It's no longer an indicator of the economy. They have their own ecosystem, basically. They created all these synthetic opportunities, these synthetic tools and devices and levers and products that they've created. And now we have digital trading. We have flash trading. We have digital greed beyond which we've never had. People can trade millions of shares in a split second. People quit investing and started trading. If you pay attention, you'll realize that on Wall Street there's more trading than investing. Trading is more volatile than investing by nature, by definition. And so then you add all this trading, and then you add the digital to the trading, then you add all the synthetic stuff on top of it, like the derivatives and the credit default swaps and insurance, they call it. And then you throw in people who are shorting any particular segment out of because they just can. It doesn't produce anything. It doesn't make a product, but it makes them wealthy. But it also creates chaos oftentimes, which is what happened in 08. 08 didn't happen because of bad mortgages. It happened because of what I'm talking about now. So here's the quote. This week, Jamie Dimon, the president of J.P. Morgan, said this. He said, if the economy continues to grow, somebody asked him about the P.E. ratios. Are the current levels of stock, it just went through a new record. You know, are those justified? Are those levels justified? He said they will be if the economy continues to grow. Now, what he's saying there is instead of the stock market being a future indicator of the economy is a future indicator of the stock market. It's the reverse. So what he's saying is that these valuations on Wall Street are depending, that the sustainability of them depends on whether the economy supports those in the future. It's the reverse of what it used to be. It's the reverse of what it ought to be. And it puts that much more pressure and responsibility on Main Street, over half of the U.S. economy. And it's another reason why the small business sector is underappreciated, underreported, and we become the collateral damage when Wall Street exercises its abuses. And that's what I worry about going forward in 2020. Not us small business owners. I worry about Wall Street and the stuff that they're doing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.